This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Why is this... Okay. Are you hearing me okay on your end, Daniel? Okay, I don't know why I'm not hearing me. That's interesting. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Are you sure you're hearing me okay? Okay, well, I do not know what's going on here. Maybe we'll figure it out in a little bit. All right. Let's get down to it. This recent kerfluffle over the Second Amendment has another angle aside from that of the law professors today. I don't want to talk about what caused the kerfluffle now. I want to talk about a historical perspective. I want to talk about a lower class level than that of the upper level founders like Madison. The people that actually won the Revolutionary War were the yeoman farmers. They followed the lead of various officers. One such farmer was of German descent, though he was born in Berks County, Pennsylvania, on May 20, 1755. No doubt he was bilingual, German and English, his father arriving on the ship Patience in August 1750 with many more Germans. As the war heated up, he enlisted in the militia for Berks County on April 1, 1778. No record shows that the government, such as it was, gave him a gun. He served as a wagon master in various regiments and companies that dissolved as often as snow in the sun. He was even captured by the British for an unknown duration, though through it all, he somehow managed to find time to marry a local German girl on September 1, 1781. Their first child, a girl, was born near the end of the war on March 18, 1783. His younger brother, incidentally, was a ranger in Northumberland County, Pennsylvania, and their father contributed supplies, no doubt watching British soldiers slog on by in these Pennsylvanians' home state. The job description of a wagon master was not appealing to the sunshine soldier. Transport was a linchpin of supply throughout the war. Was a logistical headache for the quartermaster general's departments of both armies. The road system was sparse, the terrain was rugged. In bad weather, the roads turned to quagmire. During February 1778, not one wagon could reach the encampment at Valley Forge. It took over 2 days to travel the 90 miles between New York and Philadelphia. There were few bridges and none across the main rivers. The lumbering wagons that carried goods throughout the interior were in short supply. Finding forage to guide the wagon horses was a constant challenge. I think that should have been feed. After the war, this farmer migrated with his young family to the frontier in Bedford County, Pennsylvania. On January 26, 1789, 6 years after the war ended, he was required to join the militia in the county. Again, he also owned his gun then, all his very own. When he died before February 9, 1814, in neighboring Huntington County, the inventory and appraisement of his goods and chattels included a gun valued at $3. He owned no slaves, incidentally, as 80%+ of Americans did not at that time. The point here is that this nation at the time of this war and this nation at the time of its founding had no arms rooms. It had no issue of weapons going out. What it had was what was in the hands of the farmers that showed up to fight the war. There may have been small armories here and there, but they were insufficient for the task at hand. The privates and many more had to provide their own guns. After the war was over, they had to join a local militia. They still had to supply their own firearms. So even if, as some leftists argue, gun ownership was connected to the local militia in the 18th century, the gun still belonged to the yeoman, and it was kept at his house. He could use it to feed his family by hunting or to protect his family from hostile natives. Private gun ownership was the custom, and no one dared take it away from them. No. And it needs to remain that way today. How does that translate to today? That translates to today very simply. It translates as something that, you know, if something bad is happening, like a terrorist attack, like a Parisian-style attack or a Beslan-style attack, it's going to take time to get the proper people in place to try to fight this, to try to defend against it. And in those ensuing minutes, when, you know, somebody's getting shot, you know, three people are getting shot per minute, it's going to be up to the people on the scene with their weapon, whatever it is, to come to the aid of the people there. So looking back in time, where when they constantly go back and say, well, it was all associated with being in the militia. Well, they didn't bring their weapons to the militia, didn't issue weapons to them. They brought weapons to the militia. They brought their own weapon to the militia. They left with their own weapon when it was done. They went to combat taking their own weapon. They left combat taking their own weapon home. That has been the way it has been since the beginning of the dawn of this country. And it should remain that way today. Now, there will be a lot of people that look at this and say, oh, Bill, that was so long ago. Let it go. I mean, that's ancient history. It may be. But it's still part of the founding. It's part of what started the country. It was part of the Revolutionary War. So for all of these things that they get out there and say, well, you know, it's not really, it doesn't really mean this and it doesn't really mean that. The weapons of war for the Revolutionary War were taken to the war by the yeoman farmers. There, to be sure, there were a lot of people, you know, of the founding father level. That was a room full of guys. The war was fought and won by yeoman farmers bringing their weapon from the farm. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about political violence. Which is it going to be? Is it going to be the activists or the Second Amendment people? This is Lock and Load.
may think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can hear myself. All right, there we go. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. Wow, everything's up really loud now. Let's try to turn a few things down. That's much more gooder. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires.
dollars, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Couldn't hear myself. No, I can, though. I'm happy. Right now, we have a controversy that's being created by a mainstream media that delights in collecting the heads of those who challenge political correctness and the very rotten status quo. See, Republican nominee Donald Trump is being lynched for allegedly encouraging violence against pantsuit Clinton. Now, he didn't do any such thing, but left-wingers don't care. Their rigid narrative demands that Trump be depicted as a malicious ogre who wants his opponent whacked. This election cycle, as in all election cycles, the violence overwhelmingly emanates from the left, not the right. Conservatives don't enjoy assaulting people over politics. Progressives and many liberals live for it. Of course, they've never assaulted somebody that was waiting on them to do it. When they can't get their hands on their real-world enemies, which all they got to do is come my way, left-wingers will kill them in other ways. It wasn't conservatives who blazed the trail by putting out a 2006 movie called Death of a President that used special effects to depict the fictionalized assassination of George W. Bush, at the time a sitting U.S. president. In those rare instances in which Trump supporters have used physical force against anti-Trump activists, it tends to be in a specific social context where the anti-Trump person is violating social norms. The Trump fan takes a swing at a Trump hater who's disrupting a rally. The fan's attempted battery cannot be justified. But the hater's earlier attempt to violate Trump's right to speak and his audience's right to peaceably assemble and listen is also not excusable. There's no right to silence law-abiding people or prevent them from getting involved in the democratic process. When so-called protesters try to bring about a desired political result by frightening of people, this amounts to terrorism. Terrorism, broadly speaking, isn't always about blowing up buildings or killing people or even overthrowing a government. It is trying to put about a desired result, bring about a desired result. Now, of course, those things I just said that it is not always about, those are tools. But it also consists of activity intended to frighten and demoralize or neutralize an enemy. In other words, it's psychological warfare. Department of Defense agrees. Their Dictionary of Military Terms defines terrorism as the unlawful use of violence or threat of violence, often motivated by religious, political, or other ideological beliefs to instill fear and coerce governments or societies in pursuit of goals that are usually political. That definition seems to cover Trump haters roughing up Trump fans. It also covers what the activist left, especially community organizers, do every day in America. The now defunct 400,000-member Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, ACORN, which both Obama and Clinton had close ties to, was the largest domestic terrorist organization of all time. Clinton and her husband worked closely with the street thugs and criminals of ACORN on many projects. Speaking at their 2006 National Convention, Pantsuit looked back fondly on her memories of ACORN's early days in Arkansas. Our ACORN began in 1970 in Arkansas. She noted she founded a group called Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families that dealt with many of the same issues ACORN focused on and hailed ACORN as a group of vision. I thank you for being part of that great movement, that progressive tradition that has rolled across our country. Then she decided to quote Martin Luther King by saying, let's move it forward, let's be drum majors for justice. The community organizers at Pantsuit Doors and politically motivated violence are inseparable. Back then, Clinton wrote her senior thesis in college on Rules for Radicals author Saul Alinsky, who was so impressed with her that he offered her a job. And it may well not go too far to characterize them as good friends. The two corresponded for the rest of Alinsky's life. Alinsky's writing bursts with violent imagery. In his 1946 book, Reveille for Radicals, he wrote that the radical hits, he hurts, he is dangerous. Radicals, he proclaimed, are most adept at breaking the necks of conservatives. Alinsky acknowledges that violence is inevitable in the revolutionary struggle. The radical may resort to the sword, but when he does, he is not filled with hatred against those individuals whom he attacks. He hates those individuals not as persons, but as symbols representing ideas or interests which he believes to be inimical to the welfare of the people. An Alinsky-style community organizer is like a mobster who tells us his prey. It's nothing personal. It's strictly business before shooting him in the face. Alinsky didn't reject violence. Far from it. He simply believed it wasn't always the best course of action. The nonviolent civil disobedience practiced by the civil rights movement is one means to an end, but it's not always the best means. According to Alinsky, the future does not argue for making a special religion of nonviolence, he wrote. It will be remembered for what it was, the best tactic for its time and place. Alinsky protege Nicholas von Hoffman didn't even try to hide his former boss's enthusiasm for violence. In a memoir, he wrote that in public, Alinsky shied away from praising violence, but in private, he would say that violence has its uses. The community organizing guru approved of, for example, conking picket line crossers on the head. Community organizers are Hillary Clinton's people, and even more so than they are Barack Obama's. But you know, and we're going to continue this in the next segment, despite all of that that I just told you, the media is not looking at that. Have you noticed that in the run-up to this, there were no taking over of the microphone from Republicans? As far as I can see, or as far as I can tell. Now, they ran Bernie Sanders off the stage a couple times, and they ran, Hillary Clinton got in shouting matches. Bill Clinton's gotten in shouting matches with him. But no. In the media echo chamber, it is Donald Trump who's leading a potentially violent mob. We're going to address that when we get back, since we are the ones they're talking about. We, the violent mob. And, just so you know where we stand, I'll be as blunt as I can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When we last left off, we were talking about how Alinsky set all of this stuff up. All of these people that are Alinsky disciples follow this to the T. They believe in the violence, you know. And yet right now the media is saying that the problem is Trump and what he's telling us to do and the fact that we're just going to do it because they say he say he said it. Okay. So anyway. The journalists and the hashtag Never Trumpers refuse to recognize that Trump wants to defend the Second Amendment while Clinton wants to blow its brains out and drag the corpse behind her around town. And it is Clinton, not Trump, who is aligned with the thugs of organized labor and the violent community organizers who've been bloodying candidate supporters this election cycle. So let's look at what actually happened at the Trump rally in Wilmington, North Carolina on Tuesday. The GOP standard bearer revved up the crowd by talking about gun rights. He said, so here, I just wrote this down today. Hillary wants to raise taxes. It's a comparison. I want to lower them. Hillary wants to expand regulations, which he does bigly. Can you believe that? I will reduce them very, very substantially. Could be as much as 70-75%. Hillary wants to shut down energy production. I want to expand it. Lower electric bills, folks. Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. And he's speaking truth to power. by the way. And if she gets to pick, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. The anti-Hillary booing was going on at that time. And then he said, although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day if Hillary gets to put her judges on. At this point, the media outlets begin to edit out of crucial context, banishing the phrase at the end, if Hillary gets to put her judges on. Journalists responded to this nothing burger of a standard conservative talking point as if Trump had created a new TV show called Who Wants to Be an Assassin? At the New York Times, they reported that Trump appeared to raise the possibility that gun rights supporters could take matters into their own hands if Pantsuit is elected president and appoints judges who favor stricter gun control measures to the bench. Other journalists, including those who haven't quite mastered the English language, are unsurprisingly lying about what he said. In the print version of a grammatically challenged Washington Post front page story Wednesday, headline read, Trump decried for gun remark. The newspaper reported that Trump critics accused him of inciting his followers to bear arms against the sitting president. He didn't even mention Obama in that passage. CBS 2 New York's Dana Tyler said Tuesday that Trump seemed to infer that gun owners could direct violence towards her. Tyler seems to not understand the difference between implying and inferring. On Twitter, the world's largest party line, Ali Vitali of NBC News claimed to know exactly what Trump meant by his temporarily ambiguous statement. At 5:40 p.m. on Tuesday, she tweeted, here's where this breaks down. Makes ballot box argument. Trump's comment was if she gets elected, so after, you know. Now, Trump is always loose when he's talking. He's not really on script. He has no script. And he has this habit of jumping around all over from topic to topic, betting the house that Trump meant specifically that Second Amendment people would rise up after the election and only after this election and do Lord knows what isn't a wager a rational person would want to make. Besides, as anyone who's been following through the news recently knows, Second Amendment people are already acutely aware of the danger that Clinton poses to the Bill of Rights and to the right to keep and bear arms in particular. PolitiFact agrees on the lack of in clarity in Trump's statement. They said Trump's rather elliptical words certainly left room for interpretation. But in the fevered swamps of the progressive mind, there's only one acceptable explanation to his choice of words. He was urging the assassination of his opponent, a would-be president. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook huffed, this is simple. What Trump is saying is dangerous. A person seeking to be the president of the United States should not suggest violence in any way. What do you think these guys do in a war room there, dude? They are orchestrating violence on a grand scale in there. Now, he didn't mention, according to the flawed thought process that plagues leftists, that Clinton urged in May 2008 that Barack Obama be killed as the two fought it out in the primaries. She made that suggestion. That was out there. Rational people know that Clinton didn't do it, but she did inartfully suggest Obama could yet be killed, and therefore she should stay in the race. They were telling her that she needed to get out. It was done, all this other stuff. And she's like, well, he might die. He might be killed. Leftist Keith Olbermann, remember him, at MSNBC, ran it in a commentary addressed to Clinton. You actually use the word assassination in a time when there is a fear, unspoken but vivid and terrible, that our again troubled land and fractured political landscape might target a black man running for president or a white man or a white woman. Then, of course, Dan Rather's come out. You know, he should be just shamed and never speaking on television again after what happened to George W. Bush. But no, he had to come out and denounce Trump. So, here's what it boils down to. At the DNC, they were celebrating the families of young men who attacked cops. They have thrown cops under the bus. They are encouraging Black Lives Matter to show up at places and start little mini riots. And they have. And then sometimes it's just a loose mob of people showing up and starting these little mini riots. Where has that happened coming from the Republicans? It hasn't. Has it? It has not. And that's because we're not interested in busting a bunch of heads over something that stupid. We'd rather take it to the, ask Tom if you would to hang on through the break if you would, please. Because we're about to run out of time here and I don't want to cut him off. Well, thank you, sir. So it's not us. It's not me and you. If it was me and you, there'd be a lot more bloodshed going on right about now. I will tell you that. I mean, the open carriers that showed up in Cleveland didn't do anything. Nobody got arrested. They didn't commit any crime. They just carried their guns. They were peaceful. They were respectful. And nothing bad happened. So, you know, don't let the rhetoric get to you, whatever you do. Don't let the rhetoric get to you. It's out there. There's so much of it. And there's another angle to look at this as well, and we'll talk about that when we get back. Of course, we're going to be going to the phones, but don't be swayed by this. And don't believe the polls. Whatever you do, don't believe the polls. Remember, polls are a piece of propaganda. They used to be something where they were actually counting stats and everything. No longer. They are no longer that. If there is actually a honest one that actually does come out, well, you know, big deal. We'll never know about it because it's hidden. It's buried beneath all the others. I still think Trump beats Clinton like a baby seal. I think he clubs her like a baby seal. So everybody should line up and get your purse orders ready to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Baltimore. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. How about that maniac Trump with his call to arms? Can you believe it?
Yeah, well, you know.
Of course, I'm being sarcastic here. I didn't read in that anything of the kind. I knew exactly what he was talking about because it was so clear. These liberals are maniacs. They're the nuts. I told you that last week.
I love the fact that they project. They're projecting right now. They're projecting. They're the ones wanting to bring the violence. The only issue I have is that I really wish somebody could make them understand the true nature of what violence is about in a way to where they abandon that stupid way of getting things done.
I don't think that you'll really be able to get that across, just like you cannot get a real-life experience across to someone who doesn't engage in real-life experiences. And that's dangerous, Bill.
It may be, but I just have this. I've always had this little fantasy, right, of a progressive mob tearing things up and just ripping things apart in a city and walking down the street and everything. And, you know, there's hundreds of them, just hundreds. And all of a sudden they come around a corner and there's a dozen people strapped up, know exactly how to be violent, how to be viciously violent. They're not coming at them. They're not talking to them. They're standing there, waiting. They got the weapons. They got the plate carriers. They got all the stuff on. There's no doubt about why they're standing there. They're just standing there. Finally, they're face to face with a force that is fully prepared to die dealing with them and can't wait to deal with them if they come any further. I just have that fantasy, Tom. I just have that fantasy of seeing that happen. I guess that means I'm inciting violence.
No, you're basing that on, you know, common memories of history. And that's where we draw our modern day and here and now experiences and thoughts upon. Listen, they have done this to groups of people around the world as long as history has been recorded, and people get pushed to a point where they simply cannot give up any more of their rights. They cannot be pushed any further. And unfortunately, it seems as though they will take and take and push until, like that angry dog in a cage that you poke with a stick, somebody gets bit.
Well, you know, you've seen, do you ever watch YouTube? You've ever seen those bullies video compilations where you got the bully, he's pretty tough. He's a pretty tough bully as long as he has the upper hand. But then when somebody is there that's his equal or better, then things change. Now it's, let's talk. I mean, why we got to be like this? Why we got to be doing that? And there's a life lesson to be learned by these people that will turn to violence and attack, you know, get predatory. They don't understand the true nature of what being a predator is.
It's a good example. I can't tell you how many times. Almost, I would say 90%. A lot of people don't believe this. I would go on domestic calls as a cop, and the girl would say, "Oh my God, he hit me." And I'd look at the guy, and his clothes would be ripped, scratch marks on his face. And I'd ask him what happened. He'd say, "She's right. Just take me to jail." And I'd ask again, "Tell me what happened. What does she do to you?" "Well, I don't want to get her in trouble." "No, please tell me, because right now, the way the law is, I have to take you. But your chances in court of being convicted are going to be very good unless you tell me what happened. If I make a dual arrest here, chances are it'll probably be thrown out." And I'd get him to talk to me. And like I said, you'd be shocked at the amount of female-on-male violence. Almost all the time, they're the ones that started it, and they kept at it and kept at it until finally, usually they wouldn't let the guy leave. And this is what I would hear time and time again. "She just would not let me leave. I've been trying to get out of here for hours. And, she scratched me, bit me, kicked me, hit me. And I tried to get around her, and, when I pushed her, she fell. And then right away, they called the police. And I'd make a dual arrest. And you know what? The prosecutors hated that. Why did you just lock up the aggressor, the male? Assuming it's the male, right?
Right.
And I'd say, "Well, because my investigation showed that he wasn't the primary aggressor. She actually was. But I'm duty bound because an assault and battery took place on both parties, took to lock both of them up." But they hated that. They wanted the male locked up because they were easy, slam dunk cases. And, in fact, some officers were told, "Do not do that anymore. You could tell me that all day long, and I would still do that."
Did you ever see any cases? I'm just curious about this since you put it this way. Did you ever see any cases where they ended up convicting the female over the assault part of it and let the male off? Or was it always defaulting to the weaker sex there?
Very rarely. Sometimes it was clear that the female was the primary aggressor and the male would not fight back. But again, because the male is larger and stronger, even if he defends himself, and I would get pushed back on this when I would try to lock up a female as a primary aggressor when she was, oftentimes a supervisor would come and try to order me to lock up the male as well. Well, that's not going to happen either. And, when I would refuse, a lot of times they would lock them up. So I would make sure to put a star on my calendar to make sure I did not miss court that day. They like to convict males. Well, that's why the stats are so skewed in that department. That's why you have the the Violence Against Women Act. It's not a Violence Against Male Act, but and to tell you the truth, and I think most cops would tell you this, because I've talked to many of them, it is exactly the way I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, shouldn't it be like a domestic violence thing instead of a violence against women thing? And I'm just thinking out loud.
But that makes too much sense. Let me leave you with this. Did you see, do you remember Omar Bateen? His dad came up recently with the Hillary vaccine.
Yes. In Kissimmee, Florida.
I don't know if you saw the IMDb page, the Internet Movie Database page. Well, it was scrubbed, and I made a copy of it the day that that happened. Now, real quick, here's who was in the film. They were all appearing as themselves. Bernie Sanders, Paul Templet, Mary Landrieu, David Letterman, Barack Obama, Huey P. Long, and a whole list of other people that you would recognize, and Omar Bateen as himself. So, isn't that weird? No one wanted to have him in their movie list, but these people were all working together on this film, and they were all listed as appearing in the film.
Yeah. You
probably strange nexus there.
Yeah. I've got something to I've got something to listen to add to your necklace later on in the show, so you need to hang on and keep going with me. Thanks very much for the call, and thanks for your patience. Yeah, I've seen that flick. I've seen that reference to that movie, but I've got something to add to that necklace in just a little bit. Now, I didn't get a chance to get to this other piece that I'm going to get to at the opening of the next hour, but we will. But if it was as bad as the progressives say it is, there wouldn't be any progressive newspapers left, would they? Because by now we would have killed all of you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.